The Argentine Senate has approved a bill breaking the peso's value away from that of the U.S. dollar. President Eduardo Duhalde's economic advisors have signaled that they want to devalue the peso. Argentina's economic collapse has sparked a boom in immigration requests. For one segment of the population, leaving is relatively easy. Israel is encouraging Argentine Jews to move there. NPR's Peter Kenyon has details.
On a bright December day, 63 Argentine Jews landed at Ben Gurion Airport outside of Tel Aviv. Among them, 44-year-old Jorge Leibowitz, his wife, and three teenage children. An accountant by training, Leibowitz says he was sad to leave Argentina, but a year without work and nothing but grim economic news helped make up his mind. He says he looked at the United States and other countries, but instead of fighting immigration hurdles elsewhere, he decided to come to the one place so eager to have him that it's willing to pay for the privilege.
There's no country in the world that gives all these things to people. When you are an immigrant in every country, you have to start from the very lowest step. And we hear that we are going to receive money and we are going to receive all kind of help. And I think this is wonderful.
The emergency aid package for immigrants from Argentina is impressive. It starts with $20,000 for an apartment, $13,000 in the form of a mortgage. That's on top of other loans already available to immigrants. Then there's another $2,500 grant for what's known as initial organizing, on top of the $16,000 all Jewish immigrants receive. The response has been dramatic. Yehuda Weinraub of the Jewish Agency, charged with attracting foreign Jews to Israel, says immigration from Argentina was already up 30% over the previous year when Argentina's economic collapse came.
Up to now, some 1,500 immigrants have come this year. With the outbreak of the riots, there has been swamping of Jewish agency offices in Argentina, and we went on an alert opening our offices for at least up till 12 midnight each day.
The financial incentives are especially important because Argentina has slapped strict limits on how much currency can be taken out of the country. The generous aid package comes at a time when the Israeli parliament is struggling to deal with an economic recession and a series of painful budget cuts to social and economic programs. Healthcare workers are being asked to forego paid vacation to help pay for medical services. Programs for the poor and disabled are up for severe cuts. But Likud Minister Reuven Rivlin says these aid packages to attract foreign Jews will always take priority. He says Israel's role as a safe haven for Jews around the world is a fundamental principle, one that has led to three prominent waves of immigration in the past 20 years.
Those Jews who come from Russia, more than 1.5 million people. Those people who came from Africa, from Ethiopia, at about 150,000 people. They are returning back to their homeland, and now from South America.
Immigrants have long been the engine driving Israeli population growth, a source of pride in a nation constantly fearful of being overwhelmed demographically by Palestinians. Critics of the immigration policy are few in number and mostly Israeli Arabs. Knesset member Hashem Mohammed says he has sympathy for the suffering in Argentina, but it's his job to worry about the suffering going on in his own country, especially among his own constituents, who are among the neediest in Israel.
If you look around, you see lots of demonstrations. Jews and Arabs in Israel are demonstrating against the governmental policy.
Israeli officials say despite the economic inducements, the main bar to higher immigration rates has been the security situation. But to Jorge Leibowitz, who has visited Israel twice in the past 10 years, things don't look so bad.
When I was walking the streets in Israel during those trips, I felt security here. But when I was a kid in Argentina in the 70s, there were also bombs in Buenos Aires. It was terrorism in Buenos Aires. We have to be optimistic and not pessimistic.
These immigrants will need their optimism. Officials say despite the financial assistance they receive, a quarter of Israel's 200,000 Argentine Jews live below the poverty line. Even so, another 20,000 are expected to arrive in the next 5 years. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.